Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Talshia, the moderator of this call. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Nucleus Software Quarterly Earnings Conference Call. For the duration of presentation, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode. We will have a question-and-answer session after the presentation. I would now like to hand over the conference to Swati Ahuja. Over to you, Swati.
Thanks, Talshia. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Swati from Investor Relations team at Nucleus Software. A very warm welcome to all of you for this Nucleus Software Earnings Conference Call for the quarter ended on June 30, 2023. For discussion, we are here from the management team, Mr. Vishnu R. Dusad, our Managing Director, Mr. Parag Bhise, CEO and Executive Director, Mr. Anurag Mantri, CFO and Executive Director, Dr. Ritika Dusad, Executive Director and Chief Innovative Officer, Mr. Pradeep Pahal, Chief Human Resource Officer, and Mr. Tapan Jaiswal, Financial Controller. As you all are aware, Nucleus Software does not provide any specific revenue earning guidance. Anything which is said during this call which may reflect our outlook for the future or which may be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the company, with the risk the company faces. An audio and transcript of this call would be shortly available on investor section of our website, www.nucleussoftware.com. With this, we are now ready to begin with the opening comments on the performance of the company, and post that, we would be available for question and answer session. With this, I now pass it over to Vishnu, sir. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and a warm welcome to all of you for this first quarter ending investor call. We at Nucleus Software continue to do a tough balancing between all our stakeholders, our customers, our UPIs and our suppliers. The quarter that we are talking about has been a satisfying one, and we continue to look forward to delivering on a sustained basis more and more value to all our customers. With those words, I would now hand over to Parag.
Thank you so much, Vishnu sir. This is Parag here. Good afternoon, everyone, and I welcome you all to this investor call for quarter one of this financial year. As regards this quarter, it has gone as per our expectations, both in terms of financials as well as in terms of attrition that we have been watching very closely and also been reporting. I had mentioned in the last quarter that in the last quarter financial, there was a one-time impact on the revenue. So that's why this quarter, you would see that the revenue growth tends to be flat. Otherwise, we continue to work on various improvements that we've been talking about, including improvements on the engineering side, on the project management side, so that we are able to conclude more and more of our implementation in shorter times going forward. That's it from me. Thank you very much.
Now I request Tapan sir, please put some light on financial numbers.
Hello, Swati.
Yes, sir. You're audible. Please go ahead.
You're audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So key highlights from financials are, as for revenue, our consolidated revenue for the quarter is at rupees 206.8 crore against rupees 206.2 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 128.8 crore year on year. Overall revenue in foreign currency including India rupees revenue is US$25.3 million against US$25.2 million quarter on quarter and US$17 million year on year. Product revenue for the quarter is at rupees 182.6 crore against rupees 179.6 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 108 crore year on year. Revenue from projects and services for the quarter is at rupees 24.2 crore against rupees 26.6 crore quarter on quarter, 3.8 crore year on year. For expenses, cost of delivery including cost of product development for the quarter is 0.5% of revenue, 31.8% of revenue quarter on quarter, 75.6% of revenue year on year. In terms, this is ₹125.1 crore against ₹106.9 crore quarter on quarter, ₹97.4 crore year on year. As for marketing and sales expenses for the quarter, it is 3.4% of revenue, 0.2% of revenue quarter on quarter, and 3.3% year on year. In terms, this is ₹7 crore against ₹4.6 crore quarter on quarter, and ₹4.2 crore year on year. Expenses for the quarter is 6% of the revenue, 5.9% of revenue quarter on quarter, 9.9% year on year. In terms, this is ₹12.3 crore against ₹12.2 crore quarter on quarter, 0.7 crore year on year. EBITDA for the quarter is at ₹62.3 crore against ₹82.5 crore quarter on quarter, 14.5 crore year on year. Other income from investments and deposit is at ₹11.3 crore against ₹9.1 crore quarter on quarter and 9 crore year on year. Total other income for the quarter is ₹12.8 crore against ₹9.7 crore quarter on quarter year on year. Total taxes are at ₹17.9 crore against ₹20.9 crore quarter on quarter and ₹4.7 crore year on year. Profit is at ₹53.6 crore against ₹67.67.6 crore quarter on quarter and ₹10.8 crore year on year. Other comprehensive income is at ₹3 crore against ₹2.8 crore quarter on quarter and ₹0.18 crore year on year. Total comprehensive income, which includes net profit and other comprehensive income, is at ₹56.6 crore against ₹70.4 crore quarter on quarter, ₹10.9 crore year on year. For the quarter is at ₹20 as against ₹25.27 in the quarter and ₹4.02 in June 30, 2022 quarter. In terms of foreign currency hedges on June 30, 2023, we had $3.25 million forward contracts at an average rate of 83.04. There is a mark-to-market gain of ₹0.21 crore taken to hedging reserve in the balance sheet. Revenue contribution from the top five clients of the quarter is 27.7%, 54% in the previous quarter. Order book position is ₹758.6 crores, including crore of product business and ₹69.4 crore of project and services business. March 31st, 2023, the order book position was ₹39.7 crore, including ₹585.8 crore of product business, ₹53.9 crore of projects and services business. So cash and cash equivalent as on year 2023 are ₹701.5 crore, 595.3 crore as on 31st, 2023. Includes balances in current account of rupees 60 crores, various schemes of mutual funds, rupees 548.9 crore, fixed deposits of rupees 26.4 crore, investments in tax-free bonds, rupees 61.1 crore, 5.1 crore in preference shares. With regards to receivables, we are at rupees 200 crores against 174.6 crore in the previous quarter. In the quarter, there is a gross addition of fixed assets of rupees 3.06 crore, consisting primarily of rupees 2.62 crores on computers and rupees 0.626 crores on software. Hand it over to Swati.
Thank you, sir. With this, we are now open for question and answer session. I will hand over to Pelsia. Over to you, Pelsia.
Thank you, ma'am. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and one again. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. The first question comes from Nitin S. Dharmawat from Ahuram Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just correction, my name is Nitin Dharmawat, not Jatin Dharmawat. Okay, so thank you for the opportunity. And before I ask question, just one suggestion, if you do not mind, since we give this numbers up to two decimal points, it will still be fine instead of giving and reading all these numbers, if we give them as a press release and just highlight three, 4 points. Just a suggestion, it will be helpful for everyone and it will be more relevant. Okay, my first question is, we have around 200 customers. I would like to know the percentage revenue contribution from the top 10 customers. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, the top 10 number may not be available readily, but top 5 number we have shared with you, and we'll certainly share the top 10 number next time.
Thank you for the clarification. Now my next question is, since we have taken a price hike, is there any partial or complete loss of client since then? If so, what is the impact? And if you can highlight that.
No, there is no loss of client whatsoever. We continue to service all our customers as we have been servicing before the price hike.
Okay. My next question is, we have done buybacks in the past, but we still have significant amount of cash in the books. So any plans to do more buybacks, sir?
Certainly, we will let the board know about this, and they do take these decisions at an appropriate point of time.
Perfect, sir. Any plans to do M&A in this space, sir?
No, as far as that is concerned, we are clear, as of now, we'll continue to focus on organic growth. In immediate future, there is no plan to acquire any company.
Okay. And what are the top three challenges that we are facing currently when we have, changed our pricing strategy, including that? So any specific challenges that you see or top three challenges that you can highlight?
Not really a big challenge, but we had talked in the past about the mass resignation which had hit us. We had also talked about that we had hired two times candidates from the campus. Now, while these are already as part of our workforce, but as a product company, we do take a lot more time to train our people on the products and their contributions in implementation. So that is something, I won't say the big challenge, but that's something which we are working on with focus. That's a focus area for us.
So that mass resignation that you are talking about is now gone, right? It is past. It is no more impacting us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that since we are into this product business, which is far more complex than the services business, here we do take a lot more time to get our people back to the level where they were before the mass resignation.
Yeah, absolutely. And who are our top three competitors in India? And how are we different from them?
Sorry?
Top three competitors.
No, we do not like to mention about our competitors on our investor call. But yes, you will be able to find out on the market. We are reasonably ahead of our competitors.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much and best wishes to you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Deepan Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, from my side, so what is the status on the annual contract renewal, and do we expect this renewal of customers' contracts continuing in this year also?
Yes, that will, I think we've been talking about it, that we have a large customer base, right? So the process continues. That's I think a very short answer to it. The process continues.
Okay, so can you throw us some light on what proportion of these customers' contracts has already been renewed, and and what proportion of customers is still under progress?
No, as we've been saying, you know, those numbers you would not want to share specifically. There's, of course, the reflection that you saw in the past quarters, and I would limit my answer to that.
Okay, so does this Q1 also include new customers' renewal?
Yeah, as I said, the process continues. So every quarter, we would convert some of the customers, take them to the next level.
Okay, so does that mean that that retrospective amount is equivalent to the new customer renewals during this Q1? That's why Q1Q our revenues were flat.
I'm sorry, not really understood your question. Could you please repeat?
You have already during last calls you have told us that the retrospective amount will not be repeated. So, Q1Q, our revenue numbers were flat. So, and you are saying already that new customer renewal contract has also happened during Q1. That means the retrospective amount is equivalent to the new customer renewal contract happened during this Q1. Is it fair to assume that?
While those specific details will be difficult to share, but I'll request my colleague Anurag, if you want to share, throw some light on this.
Thanks, Parag. So, just to answer to your question, we have the last quarter's revenue had taken into account of many of the AMC re-baselining and increase, and the same process continues. So, some of the revenue for the previous quarter had come from this, and the trends continues like this. So we will not be able to, as Parag mentioned, we will not be able to give you details about the split or this particular trend. But for next many quarters, this particular process will be on, and we will be definitely taking those particular conclusion with our.
Okay. So, what is the reason for sharp improvement in Australia revenue?
One of our large engagement in Australia, there is a particular milestone which got achieved, and the related revenue was recognized for that particular engagement. That describes the increase in Australia revenue.
Okay. Okay. So far this renewal contract has been done only in India region, right, and not in other regions outside India.
This is happening across all the geographies where we are serving our customers.
Okay. And lastly, from my side, so what is the reason for sharp increase in employee cost, and is this current run rate will continue in the coming quarters as well?
Go ahead, Anurag.
Our annual performance assessment exercise for a particular up to particular level, and that particular reason has led to the increase in the personal cost.
So I just wanted to further add that for us, as we are in the intellectual property business, for us our teams are most important resource, and to ensure that we have dedicated and satisfied workforce, we have taken a proactive measure of increasing the compensation.
So this run rate will continue, right, sir?
Yes, it will continue. It will continue.
Okay, thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Jitin Parmar from Ahuram Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. The name is Jitin Parma, not Jitin Parma. Anyway, see, my question is more on, you know, the trajectory of the margins since the last two quarters because of the price hike. We have moved to like a 30% plus. My question is this sustainable? I mean, will we be able to maintain that?
Yeah, as we have mentioned in the past, we do not give any guidance, but our effort would always be to maintain the positive margins that we have maintained in last couple of quarters.
Okay. And can you give a breakup of revenues, what is it from India and what is abroad? Is it possible for you to that?
Someone you have
really
available?
Hello.
In fact, our revenue is 48% of our total revenue.
Sorry, we missed your, I think, the line. Can you please repeat?
India revenue is total 48% of our total revenue.
Okay. Okay. And any plan to increase the revenue from international clients or this will, what is the plan for the company about the international market?
Certainly the plans from the international markets are for us to increase the revenue from international markets substantially. At some point of time, our domestic revenues used to be less than 25%. And that's where we will go back to.
Okay. Okay. And my final question is basically, if you can throw some light, you know, what are the growth plans of the company? How, I mean, are we adding any new products or any new verticals?
As far as that is concerned, we will continue to focus on our existing lines of businesses, which is lending and transaction banking. We see huge opportunities for both these lines of businesses, both in Indian market as well as globally. We will continue to focus on Australia, Europe and US in near future. These are the three target geographies that we are working on.
Good. Thank you so much. And once again, congratulations for a very good set of numbers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Yogesh Bhatia from Sequence Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I missed out in the beginning commentary. We said what is the total order book. And also you mentioned that this 120 crore run rate of salary will continue. So is it because we have taken only hikes or the employee base has also increased?
No, it's a combination of increasing employee base as well as hike.
Okay. And what was the order book, sir, at the end of this quarter?
Tapan, if you could repeat that number, please.
The total order book position is 758.6 crore.
And what was the last quarter, sir?
Last quarter was 39.7 crore.
Sorry, 39.7 crores was last quarter.
Sunday, 39.7 crores.
Tapan, there is some...
Tapan's line is actually has a lot of disturbance. We can't hear.
39.7 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That is all.
Thank you. Next question comes from Vaibhav Vajaya from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for providing the opportunity. So what's the number of employees at the end of June 23? Number of employees?
It is 1832, 1832 employees.
Okay. Okay, so that's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one and wait for your name to be announced. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Next question comes from Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers and thank you for taking my question. Sir, question is on revenue breakup. As in, you said in Australia there was some project completion. Was it similar case in Middle East also? There is a big jump.
That is also linked with some of the project milestones that we completed in Middle East.
So, in terms of Middle East and Australia, is that like a one-off? And some of this is like, say, Middle East, there is an 8 crore jump, and in Australia also there is around some 13, 14 crore jump. So, is that like the one-off?
So this Australia one is definitely one of the milestones which was pending for some time, and such milestone is not expected in the immediate months. But for Middle East, we are driving the projects. They are the ongoing projects, and we will be seeing similar type of project milestone being achieved there as well. From revenue perspective, we will not be able to share any insights about that.
Got it, sir. And also on India side, there is a degrowth. So versus the last quarter. So is it like because the Q4 had extra previous impacts? Is that the reason, or there is something more to that?
Related to AMC, there were many AMCs which got the discussion got concluded in Q4. Leading to the corresponding revenue coming in. And of course, few of the AMCs have been closed in this quarter also, but in Q4, number of AMCs which got closed were much, much higher.
Got it, sir. And sir, employee benefit, you said, is our hike process is annual, or is it like we do every 3 or 6 months?
Super. Annual.
So was it largely done in say April month only, or was it done later?
And across multiple grades, up to a particular grade, this has been done. And for the remaining grades, which are the higher grades, it will be done in the coming months.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from Anuj Sharma from M3 Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you and congratulations for continued good numbers. My question is an attempt to understand the current revenues. Now, I would understand there will be three parts to this revenues. One is flow through of revenues through of earlier renewals, newer renewals, and the regular business. So can we say that the flow through of revenues from earlier renewals is largely done, or that also has a significant component? And I understand your hesitancy to give detailed numbers, but some sense as to which part is dominant will be helpful.
As Parag mentioned, that it's a continuous process and that remains the way. Beyond this, we will not be able to share any further details on this.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Vaibhav Bajaj from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for providing the opportunity again. For AMC contracts, would it be correct to say that most of our AMC contracts are annual? Is it like that, or there are 3-4 year AMC contracts as well?
AMC contracts are always annual. They are signed for longer duration, but
In terms of order book. So I just wanted to understand any particular quarter and the order book number provided will have the AMC revenue for the next 1 year, right? That is the correct understanding, or you have in order book the components are something else?
Typically, the order book has AMC for 1 year.
Okay, so for all the clients, whatever is the AMC for next 1 year, it will be in the order book.
That's right.
Okay. Got it. Understand, sir. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Next question comes from Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand your traction on a new business front. We have stopped sharing data in terms of new deal wins. So any color on that aspect would be of great help. And also, if you could please repeat the order book number.
Yeah, the order book number, as we mentioned, is 758 crores. And as far as new orders are concerned, we are working with a number of our customers, both domestic as well as prospective customers, both domestic as well as international. And we are very hopeful that we'll be able to announce a few of them in the coming quarter.
Okay. And during the quarter, we have seen a significant jump in the revenue from Australian region. Is it an outcome of this AMC revision in that market, or this is led by new license wins?
No, as explained by my colleague Anurag, this is on completion of a specific milestone of an existing customer. And that's how there is a significant jump in the Australian revenue.
Sure. And in terms of the cost increase in the quarter, this is entirely attributed to hike, and what was the range on it?
Could you repeat the question? The hike is entirely attributed to?
To wage hike, or there are more aspects to it? I mean, what led to the employee cost jump?
No, essentially wage hike.
And is it effective for the entire workforce, and what was the range for the quarter?
Yeah, it is for the entire workforce.
And any range we could share in terms of domestic versus overseas headcount?
No, we won't be able to share more details on that.
Right. And I understand, there are many ways people have asked on this aspect, but let me try one shot again. Just on the AMC renewal plan, based on your past comment, but just from a logic perspective, since all this initiative in your revenues were reflected more from Q3 of last fiscal. Is it safe to assume all your customers who you are engaging with would be done with Q2, or could there be anything more beyond that as well?
You know, we are talking to all our customers to explain them the value that our intellectual property delivers to their business. Some of the customers take longer than others to appreciate that point of view. So, and they would have other compulsions. So we would not be able to say that by Q2 this process would be over.
Right, right. So, and in such cases, they are continuing with the old way, and at some point of time they may agree or disagree accordingly, things would shape up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what is the what is the ratio where people have instead decided to forego or any attrition because of this aspect, which you might have witnessed so far?
Very pleased to let you know that none of our customers have felt that way. They continue to see the value and they continue to engage with us in these in these AMC related discussions.
Excellent. And sir, I would really appreciate if you could give any thoughts on Finexia as a product. We usually talk less about this product. So what is the current base of install base, and have you been able to win new customers on it, or is it existing one buying some more module? Any color on that would be of great help.
Certainly we have 18 customers who are using Finexia as a product, or the previous version of it. And we would be announcing at least one win on that product in near future, and we'll be very happy to let you know that all our customers are very happy to continue using. Some of them are considering buying more modules of that product also.
Okay, and would it be fair to understand that given that this AMC renewable value proposition which you are talking to your customer is taking a significant amount of your bandwidth as an organization, while new wins of course is an important aspect, but maybe this is the KRA for you as an organization at this point?
Both I would say. We continue to focus on winning new customers as well, while we are making sure that our existing customers are satisfied and they are able to see the value that appreciate the value that is getting delivered to them.
Right. And sir, people who are, I mean, the sales people or account managers who are able to get this value proposition pass on to customer where they are agreeing and converting, is there a differentiated incentivization for that?
Okay, now we're getting into too many details. So, every nuclei, we try and make sure that she or he gets compensated as per the efforts, and there is a reasonable incentive plan to make sure that they are happy with that effort and the compensation.
Right. And sorry, sir, you said 758 crores was the total order book. I would appreciate if you could get the break of that.
Tapan, could you please specify those numbers?
Yes, sir. So total order book position is 758.6 crores, sir. Could I give a breakup also, sir?
Yeah.
Of rupees 689.1 crore is a product business, and 69.4 crore is a project and services business. And as for 31st March period ended, total order book position was 639.7 crore, which includes 585.8 crore towards product business and 53.9 crore towards project and services business.
Perfect, sir. Thanks for that. Just last bit, Vishnuji, if you could tell about this credit on UPI, which is a big force that is that we are seeing everywhere in India, and all the regulators are talking about it. Do you think this kind of an initiative would change the NBFC landscape in the market? And any successes that we are seeing on this path?
Very extremely relevant question. I think this will certainly change the country's landscape. How it will pan out between banks and non-bank finance companies is, remains to be seen. Today we continue to talk about extremely high interest rates. Some of the micro enterprises, they have to pay 365%. And at times going up to as high as 3,650% interest rate in an informal sector. That is what will undergo change with this digital capture of small transactions that is happening thanks to UPI. So, yes, we over next 3 to 5 years, we should look forward to changes in credit space similar to changes that we have seen in micropayment space in the last 5 years. It is an very exciting development and milestone for India as an economy, and I think, whole lot of countries would be able to benefit from what we have been able to achieve in the last 5 years and what we are going to achieve in the next 5 years.
Right. But as you know, this data as a collateral opportunity that these people talk about, with now even some score of FLDG also approved for distributors. Do you think because this most of it would go away from banks to maybe smaller entities and fintechs, your target market currently, which is, relatively sizable entities, would you see that the participation for your business would become lesser in this? Or you think because eventually these companies would partner many, many distributors, they would require more of our services to enable that?
The way we are looking at it is, for us the business is going to increase and increase substantially because while we do make use of the transactions data to achieve borrowing capability of the entity, there is a process of lending also which will continue and which will get further fine-tuned using products like Finma.
Got it. I'll get back into the queue. Thanks so much for the answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Vaibhav Bajaya from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, wanted to understand. So we will have, 3-4 revenue stream type, which is like, license revenue, implementation revenue, AMC revenue, and, some other revenue stream. So when you give order book, which revenue stream is included in which? So product order book is a specific number, services order book is a specific number. So out of these revenue stream, if you can help us understand which order, which type of revenue stream goes into which order book, that would be helpful.
Okay, we do have a strictly services line of business where we offer services which are not around our product, and that is what is mentioned when we talk about services revenue, and the balance is all product revenue, which includes licenses, which includes implementation, and which includes AMC also, and change requests, if any.
Okay, got it. So, So if you can give us example of services which are not around your product, to maybe one or two examples, that would help us understand better that why you are doing this services business.
Anurag, you want to take that?
So this is Anurag. Are the services offerings in the space of digitalization. So for example, data analytics type of services, robotic process automation related services, cloud technology related things, which we do for our, there is a whole gamut of services, but these are the typical services which we offer to our customers.
Got it. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. That would be the last question for the day. Now, I like to hand over the floor to Swati Ahuja for closing comments.
Thanks, Sylvia. Now, we would like to thank all our investors today for joining us today on this call. I would now pass it over to Vishnu sir for his closing comments.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for your continued interest in Nucleus Software and would like to reiterate our commitment to long-term value addition to all our stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect now.